What are you seeing with the athletes on Kangen Water that you didn't see with athletes before Kangen Water, as far as their recovery times, as far as their bone density, as far as their performance, and so on?
Well, the first thing is most athletes, well, actually, I could say this, every serious athlete knows how fast they recover from their training, whether, you know, whether they're a boxer or a weight training or whatever, or running or whatever. They generally have an idea of how long it takes to recover between training sessions. They also might even be able to, if, like, for example, in my sport, I know how long it takes me to recover from oxygen debt between two sets of, say, a hard set of squats, let's say. Virtually overnight, I notice a significant recovery rate in my oxygen carrying capacity. In other words, the time it took me to get out of oxygen debt so I could go back and hit it again was reduced dramatically. The second thing that I noticed, and the athletes, and this is right across the board with every athlete that I've given, it hasn't really mattered what sport it was, is they noticed the time between training sessions was reduced significantly. In other words, if you go out and really, you know, if I go out and have a really, as I say, killer workout, now, you know, it's one of those days where you're in the zone and you really broke some records, you know, you're going to feel that for a few days. You know, some people, the coach, you know, well, we did a bag-em practice, you know, where they really trashed, the coach trashed us. What I noticed is you could come back the next day and with my own performance, and I always touch back because that is my experience, and I know with absolute certainty what occurred is, instead of going days between workouts, I was going literally hours. So the reason I was able to get in shape in the period of time that I did is because I was getting out the same amount of work volume and recovering from it and improving and recovering and improving. So I was compressing the amount of time. We see time in the recovery zone for athletes as a set or fixed rate. So it takes, say, 48 hours to recover your muscles and rebuild it up. As someone who's seeking excellence, and I think every athlete is doing that, I'm looking at, how do I get back and train again as soon as possible? How do I train harder than possible? How can I train more frequently? Because if I can do those things, I will become a better athlete. So when I give it to boxers, I can remember early on, one gal, she's a professional female boxer, and she's coming into the gym and she's doing her sparring with the guys or everything, and she came in a couple days after the water, and literally she's taking on three times the amount of sparring partners that she was before, and she wasn't tired. The other athletes in the room are totally trashed, and this is going on for several weeks, and she's getting better and better and better, and she's improving so much faster than the other athletes in her gym. And her coach comes up to her and takes her side and says, I got to know what you're on. And she goes, I'm not doing anything, coach. She goes, no, really, I need to know what's going on. She went home and got thinking about, what have I actually been doing different? I don't know if I've been doing anything different. Then it's like the light bulb went off. All I've been doing is drinking this Kangen water. Maybe it's the water. And she called me up and said, yeah, I think this water. And what was interesting, we took some pictures of her. Her physical condition had shifted a radical amount in 3 weeks' time. The definition of her muscles had completely changed. You know, her performance is measurable. So we're getting a cosmetic look as well as a physiological response. So, and then we started doing this with endurance athletes. And we had some endurance athletes that went out there. We loaded them up for 2 days on the water before they had an endurance. And I was thinking particularly this triathlete event. They came back and literally destroyed their times. It wasn't even like a 1 minute or 2 minute improvement. This was like multiple percentages. And if you know high performance, the difference between first place and last place in, say, an Olympic event is a fraction of a percentage oftentimes. So if you can get 1 or 2 or 3% difference in your performance, that is huge. Huge.
Absolutely. I've heard exactly the same thing with the athletes I'm working with. They are telling me they're coming back after getting on this water and you know, they're improving their personal best performances drastically. They're in awe. So absolutely. Shan, what would you like to add?
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate. I get to work with hundreds, literally hundreds of professional and elite athletes, and I'm seeing much of the same types of results. But, you know, guys, bottom line, it comes down to this. The athlete will ultimately always ask the same question. What can I do to get bigger, faster, stronger? And if we can supply something that is legal and healthy that offers them one of those three or two or hopefully three of those three, bigger, faster, stronger, we've done something. And when I look at the results that we're getting with the Kangen water, changing the type of liquid that they're consuming, we are seeing those types of results.